Okay.
I am so grateful. I'm so grateful because it's just been in the last little bit here that I feel like I've been getting so much kind of like line upon line kind of support, like one drop in the bucket at a time kind of feeling of like, feeling like I'm getting ready for something big, right? But not just on a like public level, yeah, I'm gonna be able to help with some retreats. Yeah, that's awesome. But on like a personal level that I'm just like ramping up for and so delighted. So every so often, I'll just like instigate these little like 30-day, 90-day challenge things for myself just to spice up life, right? Just like it's something that's important to me because I just do. I care about feeling like I'm progressing and challenging myself and doing these things. But I'm really excited about the one that I'm about to embark on, or that I already have embarked on in the last 2 days or something, because I have just only recently been able to realize the significance of how subtle energy and subtle shifts can make waves of a difference. And I guess that's something that I'm really excited to capitalize on, what is possible with that kind of, I guess, faith, you know, what that kind of faith can do. Because, you know, I'm just seeing different aspects of it in all my life, right? Where, you know, I'll have a desire to want to be more recovered or healed from different past things in my life. And then so I'll be going on that trajectory. And then there we go. A year later, I'm a totally different person than where I was a year before because I started stepping on that path, right? And that path has led me to a different place than where I was, where I started 365 days ago, right? So that's kind of my excitement right now. I'm really thrilled that I'm getting into this place of just more and more security and confidence in being able to do something that's hard. And I have to say that because typically in the past, I've had this very huge, let's just call it hyena, right? Or natural man within me that likes to just kind of like put me down, right? It's like I try to stand up and do something new and different and better for myself and improve different areas of my life. but then I get discouraged, right? And I allow for discouragement to kind of run my life, right? It's like, oh, I'll do that just as long as discouragement doesn't show up, right? But it's been a really neat process to actually be like, you know what? This is how I'm going to do this, right? I'm going to protect myself from as much of what discouragement would like to convince me about, you know, all the lies about the excuses of why I shouldn't be doing something or whatever. Just throwing out the garbage. But right now I just feel like so much hope. I really do. I feel so much hope because I think in the past when I've done different challenges, I've kind of done it with this idea in my mind that I would just grit through it, right? I would do certain things at all costs and no matter what. And, you know, I would just kind of have this idea in my head of, oh, I'm going to have success with this because I know how to be like a plow through it, determined person. And so I'm going to just do that, right? I'm going to military boot camp myself through this, right? But lately, it's been really exciting, actually, because I think it has something to do with, you know, a year ago, I really did. I started my whole inner child healing journey, which then also unfolded into my feminine energy kind of healing as well. So I'm like a completely different person now approaching a new challenge. And I'm really excited about it because I feel like I'm gentler with myself. My inner voice dialogue is a lot more refined in being way more thoughtful, kind, just considerate, compassionate, all of those things, right? Because I've been really working on self-compassion. And the other thing is that I have been learning how important it is for, you know, because I've been studying women's yoga and, you know, feminine cycles, you know, the menstrual cycles, all of these kinds of things, like different seasons of a woman's cycle from puberty all the way through menopause, all of these things, right? And what I've been gathering is that women really do, they are sensitive to subtle changes, right? And it's the subtle changes that will allow for them to then achieve great success in ways that are like kind of inexplainable with science, kind of inexplainable if you're gonna look at things. Because when I see science, I kind of almost categorize it as a masculine energy kind of a thing, almost. And when I see the subtle shifts and blossomings and those aspects of someone being able to do something or allow for something to fruition at the right time, like everything's just so all coordinated at the right time, right? And it is a time thing, right? And then it becomes just so much more accessible and approachable from a feminine way, right? So I guess what I'm saying is like, I'm really excited because I feel like this is my first time I'm able to approach one of my challenges in a feminine, respecting, inner child respecting kind of a way. And I'm really excited about it because I think as I'm able to heal this certain aspect of my life within the challenge that I'm giving myself, you know, initially it was onsetted because I'm like, you know what? I would love to feel more comfortable in my skin. Because skin has always been something, let me just not say always, because I want to help improve my wording too. In the past, skin and anything to do with the skin had always kind of caused this feeling of like, oh, kind of this dread of never being able to resolve it. You know, itchy skin and anything to do with that, right? Whether it was itchy skin or acne or whatever, right? And so I just kind of gave it up after a while. I was like, well, I can't do anything about it. Things go up and down regardless of what I do. So who knows, like, how am I supposed to keep track of all this? So I just kind of gave it up. But I feel like I've been healing so many good, like, emotional things recently. That, and even physically, right? It's like the first time in my life I've done a 5-month exercise program, like self-instigated, right? I don't have a coach like following up with me. Maybe I do once a month, right? But it's very gentle. It's not even like direct. It's like a group coach setting, I guess, right? But other than that, it's daily, every day, but it's not even every day. That's the other thing. That's why I'm stepping into the subtlety so much, because I'm finding results, even only doing it 20 minutes a day, maybe 35. And it's like sometimes once a week, sometimes 4 times a week, right? But it doesn't take a lot of my time. It's a very subtle aspect of my life that's actually paying the most results that I've gotten from any health program experience ever, that's giving me that consistent progress, right? And so as I'm watching myself go through this, I'm like, it's building my confidence, absolutely. So that now I'm like, okay, well, maybe now I could address my skin thing, right? Maybe now I could get some progress with this, right? because I mentioned earlier, I don't know if I mentioned in a podcast, but earlier, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago during COVID or something like that, I had a health coach that was helping me so much. And it was like a 2-month stint that I tried this out, and it was absolutely rapid success, right? My skin had not improved within a 2-month span like that ever before in my whole life. It was fantastic. I was so happy with that. But I had ended the coaching because of different life circumstance things. And it made it so that I was like, then I was just all on my own and freestyling it. And that wasn't working either, right? So now I'm ready to come back on. I'm ready to be like, you know what? Let's try again, right? And this time as I do it, I'm going to embrace all the subtleties, right? I'm going to embrace the subtleties of like, how can I make this an experience where it doesn't take up a ton of my life, right? It takes, you know, just a short time in my day, not even every day, maybe, right? And how can I just allow for it to become part of my life, right? So that 5 months from now, I could see something similar to how I'm seeing something with my exercise program, right? Where, you know, when I started it, I just kind of fell upon it, actually. It wasn't even for me at the time. I was only learning the sequence so that I could teach it to someone else. But then as I was doing it, I was getting so much results. And then eventually I even found out I wasn't allowed to teach it to someone else until I got the training, like the teacher training for it. So then I was like, dang it. But it was great because then I could still benefit from it, right? So I've been benefiting from it for the last 5 months as I've been learning it for myself before I can even take the teacher training, right? And it's been fabulous, right? Just so fabulous, right? It only started out as this, you know, yeah, I got the breathing, you know, and then I got the core strength, and then I got, you know, the confidence of being able to do some really difficult poses and positions without feeling like breathless or like I wasn't strong enough or I wasn't able to. Like, my body just grew to be able enough to do these things that I thought were impossible before, right? And then now it's gotten to the point where I'm getting to like the emotional, mental, spiritual level, like this other invisible level of healing that's not even on the physical realm of like, you know, like, oh, hey, I can like reach my toes like this far or that far. No, it's like I'm getting to the next level of it. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I didn't even expect that part. I thought it was just gonna plateau at some point, but I'm amazed at what can happen when we just keep going, right? And that's where I'm hoping to go with my skin, right? With my skin. And, you know, already, as I've only started in the last 2 days, a couple things I can say that I noticed. You know, I've already noticed that I'm learning how to be gentler and kinder to myself as I do this. My inner voice dialogue is healing, right? I'm gaining a greater sense of, you know, what's going to be required of me in some ways, but that I can do this understanding how different food addiction philosophies or old belief patterns may come up as they already have, right? And then I can manage those things, right? I don't have to do it by myself. That's the other thing, is like, I'm going to be getting as much help as I can from my sources of light as possible, so that I can see myself, right, in 5 months from now in the same way that I see myself now 5 months from then, you know, with my whole exercise thing, that I can have a similar journey, right? With the whole eat to heal kind of idea and how different foods might be able to help unlock just different healing in my liver, in my, you know, just in my whole system, to be just rejuvenated and revitalized and regenerated, right? And I'm really excited. Like, I'm really, really excited. So I think that was just like a moment that I needed to just like kind of have the celebratory like day two, right? Like of getting into this. And it's not to say that I've been perfect along the journey of the first 2 days, right? You know, like, but I'm not really going for perfection, right? All I'm going for is observation at this point, right? I'm going for observation and I'm going for curiosity in some ways, right? I'm kind of just treating it as a curiosity experiment, observation kind of a thing, and just allowing for the subtle notions of what I'm ready for each day to just kind of trickle into my life. And we'll see, right? Like, I'm not really going for speed. I'm just going for, I'm on the path, right? Let's see where this will take me, right? And let's see, right? And that's all I can do. So, yeah. So I guess I'll talk a little bit more in my next podcast, like what exactly am I doing that I'm observing?